Foxton Readers Level 3. The Fossil Find by Jacqueline Walls. Read by James Brown. Copyright Foxton Books 2022. Chapter 1. Six students stood under the hot sun outside Marrakesh Menara Airport in Morocco. The traffic was busy. Passengers were arriving and departing in cars and buses. Ed put on his sunglasses and looked up and down the road. He couldn't see the two jeeps that the group was waiting for. The students were travelling by aeroplane with only their hand luggage. Their lecturer, Professor Miller, and his friend Rashid had taken the students' big rucksacks at the university. The two men had loaded up both their jeeps with the heavy luggage before making the long drive from England to Africa. It was hot waiting in the sunshine. Suddenly, they heard a car horn and saw an arm waving from a car window as it pulled up outside the airport. Two vehicles stopped next to the group. Professor Miller called out to them from the open window. "Jump in! Three in here with me. Three in the other car with Rashid." The students got in the cars. Ed, Dean, and Liz got into Professor Miller's car. Ed got into the passenger seat. It was a little cooler inside than outside, but not by much. Liz and Dean fastened their seatbelts in the back, and then the two cars were on their way again. "Did you have a good journey?" asked Professor Miller. "We had a small flight delay at Stansted," said Ed, "but otherwise it was okay." "Where are we going now?" asked Liz from the back seat. "We're driving into Marrakesh," said Professor Miller, "to the hotel. We can leave our luggage there, get some rest, and then meet up to go to a local restaurant. It might be the best meal you have in a while." Marrakesh was busy and noisy. Half an hour later, the cars pulled up outside the hotel. Palm trees swayed beside the front doors of the hotel, and there were brightly coloured Moroccan tiles in the porch. The group took their bags out of the cars and carried them into the hotel to check in. At 7 p.m, the group met in the hotel lobby. They were hungry and excited for Professor Miller to take them to the Moroccan restaurant. They were looking forward to trying some local food. 5 minutes later, and they were walking into the town. The restaurant was lovely. They ate chicken tagine with locally made bread and a sweet pastry dessert. At the end of the meal, they were all full and very happy. "This food is delicious," Liz said. "I hope all the food will be this good." Later, back in their hotel room, Ed tried to phone his parents, but the phone signal wasn't very good. "You should try emailing them," said Dean. "That's a good idea," said Ed, and he sent them an email on his computer instead. "We need to be up early tomorrow," said Ed, as he set the alarm on his watch for 6 a.m. Both Ed and Dean were very excited about their big trip tomorrow. Before going to bed, Ed checked the safety information leaflet that Professor Miller had given them. It told them about the dangers to look out for in the desert. It reminded them to take protection against the sun and to wear loose clothing to keep them cool. "I must remember to fill up my water bottle before we leave tomorrow," thought Ed. When his head touched the pillow, he fell asleep quickly.